Banff. Banff residents feel positive overall about life in the national park tourist town, but believe the quality of life has worsened because of a lack of affordable housing, high cost of living and too much tourism. That's according to the municipality's resident satisfaction survey, which found 93% of respondents rate the overall quality of life as very good or good, similar to 2017 at 95%, but significantly down from 2013 at 99%. It's always a 30,000-foot look at how residents view life in the community, and perceptions of life overall are positive in Banff, said Catherine Knaus, director of public affairs for Ipsos, the public opinion research firm that conducted the random telephone survey in April. Having said that, this year's results are down slightly from previous years. We're also seeing more of a drop in the intensity of ratings. If you look at the percentage of residents rating the quality of life as very good, it's 37% this year, down from 50% in 2017 and 60% in 2013. Digging a little deeper, Knaus said 43% of residents feel their quality of life has worsened in the past 3 years, noting the 15% who said life has improved attribute this to relaxed COVID-19 restrictions. Three times as many are saying the quality of life has worsened than it has improved. They cite concerns around housing, the cost of living and tourism, said Knaus during the June 26 Governance and Finance Committee meeting. Consistently over the past decade, there's been that trend in perceptions of a worsening quality of life, even before the pandemic started, and that brought out a whole bunch of challenges for people that we've never had to face before. Housing and housing affordability remain the number one community issue. That didn't come as a surprise to council given Banff has a 0.3% rental vacancy rate, though perceptions of a very good quality of life are higher among homeowners. Housing is not only the main reason residents say their quality of life has worsened, but when we ask residents to identify important issues, this comes up before any issue, nearly double what is mentioned for any other single issue, said Knaus. We also know that most residents, 60%, say they find it unaffordable living in Banff. It is certainly consistent with what we've seen in past surveys as well, but I think challenges around inflation and interest rates maybe take on a little bit more meaning and significance for people. While the survey shows a high level of satisfaction with the quality of life in Banff and municipal services, officials say the drop in satisfaction rates in Banff reflects a national trend, largely attributed to the effects of COVID-19 and lasting economic impacts. Knaus said the public research firm has found similar themes around housing affordability and cost of living are coming out more and more during satisfaction surveys Ipsos has conducted in other communities across the country. It's a little bit more worsened in Banff than what we typically see, but by and large, it's similar to what we're seeing elsewhere with that overall feeling that things are heading in the wrong direction, she said. That's not unique to Banff by any means. Town of Banff officials say results from the resident satisfaction survey provide a snapshot of perceptions for council and administration to consider in understanding the needs of residents and gauging community priorities. Mayor Corey DeMano said while she found some contradictions in some of the survey results, it is a good way to get the pulse of the community. We obviously take quality of life very seriously in our community, she said. I hope that the work we do between now and the next time we go out for the resident satisfaction survey will help to improve how residents feel about livability in Banff. The survey covers a wide range of topics, including quality of life, important local issues, municipal services, value for taxes, communications and customer service, community safety, sustainability and parking. While housing continues to dominate the public agenda, infrastructure, traffic, and roads place second. The economy, growth and planning, and parking availability round out this year's top five issues. Key findings coming out of the survey show 86% of residents say they are very satisfied or somewhat satisfied with the overall level and quality of services provided by the town of Banff, on par with previous years. Services with the highest satisfaction ratings of more than 90% include fire rescue and emergency management, parks, trails, sports fields and other green space, quality of drinking water, garbage, recycling and food waste services, active transportation options such as cycling and walking, local Rome transit, and street and sidewalk summer maintenance. The service scoring the lowest is traffic management. Canau said satisfaction ratings dropped with a number of services, including police services, services for youth, children and families, services for young adults, seniors and low-income residents. She said the biggest decrease in satisfaction ratings is for land use, development, and community planning. On the flip side, we're seeing increases in satisfaction for garbage recycling and food waste and parking, she said. Survey results show the overall emphasis placed on parking has dropped this year. Canau said that finding coincides with satisfaction with the new visitor-paid parking and residential parking permit system. We have a high percentage of residents that are saying they are satisfied with those changes that were made, she said. The survey found the perceived value of municipal taxes has declined this year. Fewer than two-thirds of residents say they receive good value for their municipal taxes, while 3 in 10 consider the value to be poor. That's one area to potentially follow up on to see what's changed, what's driving that reduced value for taxes rating, said Canaus. Banff largely continues to be seen as a safe community overall, but less so than previous years. There were 2 murders in Banff last summer that likely impacted that rating. Canau said 87% of residents say they would describe Banff as a safe community, down from 98% in 2017. There's also been an uptick in mentions of crime safety and policing when we ask residents to identify important local issues on a top-of-mind basis, said Canau. Residents believe the town of Banff is doing a good job of communications about its services, program and plans, with 78% rating it very good or good. Service they receive, staff courteousness and politeness does stand out as a service highlight with 92% of residents saying they are satisfied on that, said Canaus. There has been a drop, however, in the satisfaction with the ease of reaching staff 85% down from 98% in 2017. Lastly, perceptions of the town of Banff's sustainability efforts and approach are positive, with all ratings higher than 80%. A high number of residents say the town of Banff should continue to expand and increase public transit and continue to work on making Banff more walkable and bicycle-friendly. The town of Banff should also continue its work to eliminate all waste going to landfill, is doing a good job of addressing human-wildlife interaction in town, and is moving in the right direction to reduce the community's impact on climate change, according to residents. Residents generally think their town is on the right track with regards to sustainability, said Canaus. Moving forward, the municipality will examine several areas that were identified as needing improvement. They include land use, development and community planning, 61% satisfaction, snow and ice control on town streets, 60%, services for low-income residents, 54%, and traffic management, 51%. Jason Dara, Communications and Marketing Director for the Town of Banff, said some of the drops in satisfaction could also be a communications issue, noting a lack of awareness or knowledge about certain programs may impact people's satisfaction. We experience this when people don't necessarily use the service, but they believe that there's a deficiency, or they believe that there's a service that exists, so it can work both ways, he said. First, we want to take time to digest it. We will definitely look into the areas where there were drops and opportunities. There's certain areas where we think we're doing well, but we could definitely do more. Since 2007, the Resident Satisfaction Survey has targeted about 350 residents 18 years old and older. The survey is for all residents, regardless of length of residency or citizenship status. Most questions remain consistent over time to allow comparisons, but some questions change with emerging issues or topics, such as changes in parking systems and the introduction of a temporary downtown pedestrian zone. The resident satisfaction survey is typically conducted by telephone in the same year as municipal elections. However, DARA said it was delayed during the COVID-19 pandemic due to a rapidly changing environment that may have produced unreliable results. DARA said the survey was conducted in April 2023 to be consistent with the time of year for the previous surveying. Telephone surveying of landline and cell phone users is conducted to increase reliability of results due to the reduction in bias for participants who are randomly selected to participate, rather than residents choosing to participate, he said.